FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND Sports. Now, here's Mike Thomas.
College basketball, the number 3 seed Oregon State women lost to number 1 overall seed South Carolina 70-58 yesterday. Foul trouble in the first half for several key players made it tough for the Beavers to hang with the undefeated Gamecocks. OSU ends their season at 27-8. Over the weekend, Coach Scott Ruick acknowledged it could be hard to keep the team together next season with players getting recruited to transfer as Oregon State plays in the West Coast Conference next season. College baseball. Oregon swept Seattle to run their overall record to 19-7, having won 8 of their last 9 games. The Ducks are in Portland tomorrow. Number 2 Oregon State lost 2 games to USC and had the 3rd game postponed due to weather. The Beavers will have a 2-game series against Gonzaga starting tonight. First pitch from Corvallis is at 6. Softball. Number 21 Oregon lost 2 games to number 14 UCLA, but Saturday's game was rained out. Oregon State was swept by number 8 Washington. MLB, the Seattle Mariners lost to Boston 5-1 yesterday to split the season opening series. They're at it again at T-Mobile Park as Cleveland visits tonight. First pitch against the Guardians is at 6:40. San Francisco was pounded by the Padres 13-4 in San Diego yesterday. The Giants leave with a series split and now face the Dodgers tonight. First pitch in Los Angeles is at 7:10. NBA, the Trailblazers are trying to shake off the 60-point loss in Miami Friday night. Matisse Thybul and Anthony Simons are out. Jeremy Grant is doubtful. The team announced Saturday Tumani Kamara will miss the rest of the season because he suffered a broken rib and a small laceration in the kidney last Wednesday. The rookie had been a bright spot for the Blazers. Tip-off against the Magic is at 4. Soccer, the Portland Thorns played to a draw with Racing Louisville. The Portland Timbers lost to Vancouver. Locally, Lapine Baseball and Softball play Sioux Law today. From the KBND Sports Desk, I'm Mike Thomas.
Zach Edey dropped in a career-high 40 as number 1 Purdue knocked off 2-seed Tennessee to advance to the Final Four for the first time since 1980. 11-seed NC State heading to the Final Four for the first time since 83 after upsetting 4-seed Duke. NC State and Purdue will face off Saturday night in Arizona while number 1 UConn battles 4-seed Alabama. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander made the game-winning jumper with just 2 seconds left as the Thunder beat the Knicks to clinch their first playoff spot since 2020. Nuggets clinched a playoff spot after crushing the Cavs. Luka Doncic, game-high 47, to help the Mavericks snap the Rockets' 11-game win streak. Juan Soto hit a go-ahead RBI single in the 9th. Yankees swept the Astros in the 4-game series in Houston. Brewers completed a 3-game sweep of the Mets. Mets now 0-3 for the first time since 2014. That's sports. Ron Zamos, NBC News Radio.